गुंज बिहारी। जय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरयेत्। नष्टप्रायेषु नित्यं भागवतसेवया भगवती उत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी। कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नन्दनाय च नन्दगोपकुमाराय गोविन्दाय नमो नमः। सो टुडे वी आर गोइंग टू रीड फ्रॉम कैंटो 5 चैप्टर 25 वर्स नंबर 2 एंड 3। सो बिकॉज इट्स इन अ प्रोज फॉर्म आई विल जस्ट रीड द वर्स एंड देन ट्रांसलेशन परपोज। यस्येदं क्षितिमण्डलं भगवतोऽनन्ता मूर्तये सहस्रशीर्षा एकास्मिन् एवाशेषानि दीर्यमानां सिद्धार्थ इव लक्ष्यते। वट् टु मीनिङ्ग्? यस्य ऑफ हुम इदं दिस क्षितिमण्डलं यूनिवर्स भगवतः of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Ananda Murtaye, in the form of Anant Deva, Sahasra Sirsha, who has thousands of hosts, Ekasmin, on one, Eva, only, Sirshani, hood, Dhiryamanam, is being sustained, Siddhartha, Eva, and like a white mustard seed, Lakshate is seen. Translation is by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivinoda Srila Prabhupada. Sukadeva Goswami continued, this great universe situated on one of Lord Anantadeva's thousands of hoods appears just like a white mustard seed. It is infinitesimal compared to the hood of Lord Ananta. next verse, number 3. यस्य वा इदं कालो पुनः सञ्जहिषतो अमर्षविरचितरुचिरा भ्रमद्भ्रुवोरन्तरेण साङ्कर्षणो नाम रुद्र एकादशाव्यूहस्त्रिकस्त्रिशिखं शूलम् उत्तम्भयम् उदास्थितात्। यस्य ऑफ हुम हवा इंडीड इदं दिस मटेरियल वर्ल्ड कालेन In due course of time, Upasanji Hishata, designed to destroy, Amarsha, by anger, Virachita, formed, Ruchira, very beautiful, Brahmat, moving, Bruvor, the two eyebrows, Andarena, from between, Sankarsana, Nama, named Sankarsana, Name Sankarsana means Rudra, an incarnation of Lord Shiva. Ekadasha Vyuha, who has 11 expansions. Three Aksha, three eyes. Three Shikham, having three points. Shulam, a trident. Uttam Bhayan, raising. Udattisthat, rose. Translation by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivinoda Srila Prabhupada. At the time of devastation, when Lord Ananta desires to destroy the entire creation, he becomes slightly angry. Then from between his two eyebrows appears three-eyed Rudra, creating a trident. This Rudra, who is known as Sankarsana, is the embodiment of the 11 Rudras, or incarnation of Lord Shiva. He appears in order to devastate the entire creation. Purport: in each creation, the living entities are given a chance to close their business as conditioned souls. When they misuse this opportunity and do not go back to home to Godhead, Lord Sankarsana becomes angry. The 11 Rudras, expansion of Lord Shiva, come out Lord Sankarsana's eyebrows due to his angry mood, and all of them together devastate the entire creation. Om Ajnantirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurunmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Nama Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Vrati Svapadandikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamulam Shri Gurum Vaishnavamsa Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatham Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sagalalita Shri Vishakavitam Sha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpataru Vyasya Kripa Sindhu Vyayeva Cha Patitanam Pavani Bhyo Vaishnavi Bhyo Namo Nama Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasadi Gaura Bhakta Binda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. So it's today's purport and verse. There are two, three things mentioned. One is the principle of Rudra, how Sankarsana gets angry and Rudra comes off his head, and how the universe is destroyed. And second is why Sankarsana gets angered. That is because the living entities are misusing the human form of life. So we'll try to address these two things in whatever time we have. So in Canto 3, Chapter 12, Brahmaji is doing all the creation, and from there he's creating all the nisans and all the wrong things, and then after doing this he now wants to create some things which will give the pleasure, because this didn't give him pleasure to create all the nisans and all things. So then he purified himself, meditated on personality of Godhead, and started another term of creation. So what was he created was Tama Moham, Mahamoham, Tamishram and Andhatamishram before, and this was to give living entities some pain, and Brahma didn't like the living entities to have some pain. So we may also think that why does Krishna want living entity to get have some pain like this? So we can think that what pain Krishna goes through when a living entity left the spiritual world and comes to this material world is much more than the pain which Brahma is creating for the living entity. And in this way, when we experience this pain, the pleasure which we will get while going to spiritual world, which much more expanded. And so Brahma was not satisfied, and so what he did is he created the four Kumaras named Sanaka, Sanandanda, Sanatana and Sanat Kumar, and all of them were highly elevated and they were unwilling to adopt materialistic activities. So, Brahma created them and told them that, my dear sons, generate progeny. Now create generation, because this is a time of creation. We want living entities to come. But the four Kumaras disagreed because they were attached to Vasudev, and their aim was liberation, and therefore they expressed their unwillingness that we will not create progeny. And that's why we see they always remained as a child, never grown up, although their intelligence is very high. So in this world we see the intelligence of child is not very grown up, because their gyanendriyas are not developed. So they may have limbs, but they may not understand what they are doing. And therefore, sometimes they play with their own stool and urine, put in their mouth. If we see, we'll be aghast, oh, how can they do this? But the child doesn't understand all these things. And therefore, they have innocence like child. So these four Kumaras had innocence like child, and they seriously engage in the worship of Supreme Personality of Godhead. And therefore, their unacceptance of Brahma's order is authentified. So, what happens is, when someone doesn't obey us, we feel angered. And this happened with Brahma Ji also, who is the creator of the whole universe. At least material creation is done with the help of Supreme Personality of Godhead, of course. So, on the refusals of the son to obey their order about the father, there was much anger generated in the mind of Brahma. And because Brahma is a very elevated living entity, he didn't express it but tried to control the anger within himself. So, this is a very good quality if we can imbibe. We may all have certain times when we'll get angered and the situation will be out of our control. But instead of expressing that anger, if we can control our anger, then it will be good as Vaishnavas, and it will also be beneficial for the people who see that we are trying to control anger rather than expressing the anger. So it's a very good preaching also. So what happened when Brahma Ji got angered? So if we get angry, we may sometimes throw anger on others, maybe one or two are affected or something. But when Brahma Ji got angered, what happened is he tried to control, but the anger came out from between his eyebrows, and a child of mixed blue and red hue was immediately generated. So this child is mixed color of blue and red, means it's made of ignorance and passion, and anger is a product of passion and ignorance. But somebody may be spiritually also angry, we should not judge others, but this is for us that should not become angry. So after his birth, the child cried. And he told Brahma that, oh, teacher of the universe, kindly designate my name and places. Please give me a name and please give me a place for living. So this is what the child Rudra or the child told Brahma Ji. So the all-powerful Brahma, who was born from the lotus flower, so he pacified the boy with gentle words and said, "Do not cry. I will fulfill your desire." And thereafter, the Brahma he said that, "You shall be called by the name as Rudra because you have so anxiously cried." So Rudra is one who is crying or who makes others cry. And what are the places where you can reside? So Brahma ji has given him many residences, which are the heart, then senses, life, air, sky, air, water, fire, earth, sun, moon, and austerity. So how anger is generated in these places is, so from heart we are angered because we think that we have a egocentric attitude of thinking that we are all in all, and therefore when somebody doesn't agree with that, we feel angered. And this anger is manifest to our senses. Our eyes become red, and so many our body parts start shaking, and so many things happen. So therefore there is anger in senses. And why there is anger in air of life is, we breathe very heavily when we are anger. And then this anger is also shown by sky, when dense clouds roar in anger. And nowadays what happens is, many times the clouds roar but there is no rain, and sometimes there is so much rain that it covers the air. Then how the air shows anger is, they flow very fiercely, and now we can see everywhere in so many places in all parts of the world. Recently one devotee had sent me a video from Canada that how it's so windy and the snow was falling, so it's extremely difficult to leave there. And same anger is shown by water when there is a flood and it inundates the whole thing. And at the time of devastation also, the ocean first of all inundates the whole places where earth is there. And then how the fire shows anger, it burns whoever it comes in contact with, as per the its capacity. And how earth shows anger is, it transforms into weapons. So many things transform into weapons. There are some earthquakes, and it gives shelter to so many creatures who are angry, like snakes, tigers and all. And this way this earth shows a part of anger. And how does sun show his anger? The sun, which is soothing at this point of time, and I was specially waiting for the sun to come, but I'm feeling very cold. The same sun causes heat stroke to so many people. It leads to extreme heat, and it also causes death for so many persons. It's death personified. So this is how the sun shows anger. And even the same principle applies to moon, that it creates fierce cold, extreme cold, that it may lead to death of so many people, and it's presently happening in so many parts of the world. And similarly, austerity also creates some anger if it's without bhakti. And this way all these places are the residence of anger, where the anger resided. And this is given by Brahmaji himself to Rudra or Shivji. So this way these places are designated. And then Brahmaji said that you have given the 11 names, which is Manyu, Manu, Minasa, Mahan, Shiva, Ritadvaja, Ugrareta, Bhava, Kala, Vamadeva, and Dhritavata. So these are the names given to the 11 Rudras. And The wives of the Rudranis are named as Dhi, Driti, Rasala, Uma, Niyut, Sarpi, Ila, Ambika, Iravati, Swadha, and Diksha. So now, this was done by Brahmaji. The places were designated, names were given, and the wives were designated. And now, Brahmaji's motive at this point of time is to create. And so, Brahmaji told Rudra that please create progeny and increase the population. And Rudra complied as per the order of Brahma. So sometimes we may think that somebody is not obeying us. But if somebody even obeys the instruction, then also disaster can happen. By perfectly following the orders, also some major blunders may happen, and this is in the case of Shivji. So the most powerful Rudra created many offsprings exactly resembling in strength, body, features and furious nature. So he created progeny, but the result was opposite of what Brahmaji thought. Because the grandsons and sons were limited in unlimited number, and they attempted to devour the entire universe. So Brahmaji wanted to create the universe, and Rudra tried his best to create progeny. But this progeny which came out of Rudra started to devour the entire universe. And seeing the situation, Brahma got very afraid. And then he told to Rudra that please do not generate lineages of this nature, because they are devastating everything, and I am in danger. So better what you should do is do austerity, and it will be auspicious for all living entities, and also you will get some benedictions. So please go and do some austerity to please the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And in this way, Rudra, being ordered by Brahma, circulated his father and went to the forest to perform austerities. So this is a Rudra which comes at the time of devastation. So if we see in this verse number 2, so when Sankarsan gets angry, so he creates Rudra. So the same Rudra comes and with his all followers and helps Sankarsan to destroy the entire universe. And this it does because the living entities, they are not using the human form of life granted to them by the Lord, and therefore he is being punished. So then the question comes, what we should do? Because if we don't follow the orders, we have been destroyed. So we'll see some of the instructions from Amritvani given by Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, 108 essential instructions, and we will try to recite some of them as far as the time allows, or if we can do all of them, then best of all. So the first instruction given by Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur is Param Vijayate Sri Krishna Sankirtanam. All glories to congregational chanting of the Krishna's holy name. Sri Prabhu wrote these words in Shastrashkam. They are the ultimate goal of Gaudiya Matha. So our ultimate goal is to chant Krishna's holy name, and this will bring glory to the whole world. Because nowadays we are hearing that so many wars are going on between different countries, and this Sankirtan can bring real peace in all lives. Then second, See, Krishna is the object of all worship. He is the only enjoyer, and all others are enjoyed by him. So this is the second principle given by Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur. And then he says that everyone other than devotees of Haris are killers of the self. Means they are killing their Atma and they are acting like a fool because they are misusing the human form of life. So here Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur doesn't say that devotees of Hari means only to chant Krishna. Any names of Krishna is sufficient, but one should chant the name of Krishna and save his self from degrading. Then the fourth instruction is the duty of every resident of the Matha to learn tolerance. So if one wants to chant and follow the above instructions, one should learn the art of tolerating others. This is very essential today also. If one cannot tolerate, one may not be able to chant holy names very nicely. Then fifth instruction, instead of maintaining faith in their own strength, the devotees who follow Srila Rupa's steps attribute all their qualities to the original source. So we should have faith on Krishna within our own strength, and thereby live in this material world. Then sixth, those who cultivate mixed religious principles cannot serve the Supreme Lord. So we should practice pure devotional service, and we should also cultivate only pure devotional service and not mixed religious principles, because this will not help us to serve the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And seventh is cooperation. All of you should serve Hari together, keeping one goal in mind. So this is also an important thing, that we may serve Hari, but we should try to cooperate as far as we can, because cooperation is very difficult in this age. We all have our own individual personalities, our own egos, our ways of thinking and doing things, which are most of the times not in line with others. As I myself have saw and thought in my own life, it's not easy to align your thoughts, your aspirations with others. But we can have one goal and should try to serve together as far as our intelligence and our ability goes. Then eighth instruction is, a holy place is where topics about Lord Hari are being discussed. So a holy place is not built by marbles, by specific structures, but is built by devotees who are constantly discussing about the topics of Lord Hari. So this we should try to imbibe and try to discuss more often than not about Hari or Krishna. Ninth, we do not perform pious or sinful activities, nor are we fools or mental speculators. We are the shoe carriers or the non-duplicity devotees of Hari and are initiated into the mantra Kirtaniya Sada Hari. Always chant the holy names of Hari. So we do not perform any pious or sinful activities. We are not attached to it. We are not detached to it. Some activities may feel to us pious, but may not be helping us in devotional service. And similarly, some activities may be sinful and may not help us. Therefore, we should not perform pious or sinful activities. Na dharmam na adharmam. But we should be attached to lotus feet of Krishna. And it can be done when we are attached to devotees. So this is very specifically described in Mana Siksha. All the verses are very good, that how we should develop love for the residents of Vraja, Guru, Gosha, Goshalayeshu. So all these things, there are eight things we should develop and cultivate our love for them. Then next is, try to rectify yourself rather than blaspheming the nature activities of others. This is my instruction. So this 10th point is also very important, that we should try to rectify ourselves, because our tendency is to find fault in others. And I myself am a victim of it. I can see the fault of others very easily, but I cannot see mine. So it's very important to rectify ourselves, because we want to go back to Godhead. If we find fault in others, then what will happen is our time is wasted in seeing fault in others and helping others, which help others do not need anyways. And second, it also spoils relationships. And third, it definitely makes us feel proud that we are better than others, because the main tendency why we find fault in others is so that we can show ourselves better than others. And this is one of the biggest anartha which I myself have in millions and millions of times. So we should avoid. And second, doesn't help other person also. If we blaspheme other person, it doesn't help him much, because to get rectified needs a change in thought pattern, thinking, in words and action, and so many things, and so many impressions in the mind has to change, which takes a long time. And it also needs proper guidance from devotees who are pure enough to guide the person. And therefore we should try not to blaspheme. The 11th instruction is, our supreme occupation is to serve the residents of Vraja who are afflicted by the separation from Krishna. This is very specific instruction given by Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur. So our occupation is to serve the residents of Vraja, because that is our goal. But in Vraja also there are so many rasas. There is Parkiya, there is Swakiya ras. Those, there are so many other rasas. So Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur is specifically telling us to serve them who are afflicted by separation from Krishna. That is Parkiya ras. So that is our goal and that is our motto. And that is it, why we should serve these devotees, so that following their footsteps we can reach our own goal. 12th instruction, an exalted devotee or Mahabhagavata knows that all others are spiritual masters. Therefore, an exalted Mahabhagavata is certainly Jagat Guru, the spiritual master of whole world. So one we can know how one is exalted when he thinks that others as his guru, and therefore such a person who is on that stage can become Jagat Guru. Next, if we want to attain the ultimate goal of life, we must abandon all varieties of popular opinion and hear the instructions of Vedic literature. So nowadays we see, in the name of Krishna, so many people give their own instruction. Like one devotee 2-3 days back sent me one video and just told me to see that. And he was saying that, what is the use of offering flowers to the, so Krishna is saying to Indra, what is the use of offering flowers, puja to me? The actual dharma is to help the needy, to do something good for the people, to do karma and all. And I was saying, this is none of our teachings. Tell me one of the shlokas which says that this is our teachings. So people are telling the name of Krishna, they are putting the photo, then putting whatever they want. So this we should not do. And we should abandon all the popular opinion, and we should ask for the pramana. What is the pramana for this, which is told in the by the so many people? Because anything on YouTube doesn't have to have pramana, then it can go viral, and many people can think that this is the pramana, and therefore we should not take the popular opinion. Then next session is everyone should desire the ultimate goal of life. We should have some ultimate goal for us, which is to attain the lotus feet of Krishna, and we should desire to have it. The desire should be intense. And next is the Lord's intimate devotees have no desire other than to serve the lotus feet of Sri Rupa's followers. So again, this is the same as previous ones, that we are the Rupanugas, we follow the footsteps of Rupa Goswami. And then there is no other way to connect ourselves with transcendental object except by oral reception. So hearing about Krishna is the most important thing we can do at any point of time. Next instruction, the moment we have no protector, the objects around us will turn into enemies and attack us. Our only protector is Hari Katha spoken by genuine devotees. So as far as we are in the protection, we are good. As we are out, then objects around us, whatever we have, all will turn into enemies. And therefore, we should always be aware. Next instruction, a person who flatters cannot become a guru or preacher. This is, should be used very cautiously. It doesn't mean that if we don't flatter, we have to criticize, but being balanced is the thing. Then next, it is better to live as a bird, animal, ant or other insect than to cheat. Only a person devoid of prosperity to cheat attains auspiciousness. So this is also a tendency which we have, cheating propensity. Most of the times we show others better than we are, our better self is shown, but we know how much we are cheating. The next instruction, Vaishnavism is another name for simplicity. The servants of swan like Vaishnavas are simple hearted, that is why they are best of Brahmanas. So we should be simple hearted and kind, because that is the quality of a Vaishnava. Next, it is the first duty of the most compassionate soul to divert the wretched taste of living entities. It is more beneficial to save even one soul from Mahamaya's prison house than to open millions of hospitals. This cannot be spoken openly, but this is what is the truth is. All the social work which we do cannot compare. All the social work which is done by all the people in the world cannot compare to one soul going back to Godhead. So it is more important or more beneficial than doing crores and crores of charity work. Next, the assertion of those who have not developed their propensity to serve the Supreme Lord is never desirable, even if it appears most pleasing. So we should associate to Uttam Bhaktas, or at least to Madhyam Bhaktas. We may have relationship with others, but we should associate more with this, because this is more pleasing. Others not. Preaching without practicing what one preaches is a limb of karma. This is very heavy, whether I read, because most of the times I also don't practice what I preach, and it's very difficult to actually practice. But when we do this, we are not actually doing bhakti, it's karma. Our attachment for material life will decrease when we simply serve the Supreme Lord and His devotees. So service to devotees will help us to decrease our attachment to material life. Then next, our main disease is to accumulate objects not related to Krishna. So this also we do so many times, that we have so many things unrelated to Krishna, we accumulate so many things, this will help. But most of things doesn't help, and therefore this is our disease. We have not come to this material world to become carpenters or mechanics. In today's world, maybe a IT engineer or what, I don't know what are the professions today. We are simply the messengers of Mahaprabhu's teachings. So this is what our life should be. We will not live in this world long. Our human birth will become successful if we give up our lives while chanting Hari's glories. So this is a constant theme which Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Bhaktisiddhanta Guru says, to chant the holy names. The dust from the lotus feet of Sri Rupa, who fulfilled the desire of Sri Chaitanya Deva, is our most desirable goal in life. So it's also one of the teachings which we should follow. And to get dust is most easily accessible. To get dust from the lotus feet of devotees is most easy. If you can just sleep the floor anywhere, we'll get so much dust. But to accept and to imbibe that is very difficult. This material world, which is ours to Supreme Lord, is as painful testing place. Tolerance, humility and praising others will help us worshipping Lord Hari in this world. So this Prabhupada has quoted so many times. You know, Radhad Maharaj for so many years has taught this. Srinath Apismishina Tarore Vasaishna Aman Nina Mandina Kitanya Sada Hari. And Krishnaraj Kavidas Goswami says that this, we should hang this verse to our neck and should meditate on this constantly, and this will help us to chant more. And therefore we should take this. We are given father and mother in every lifetime, but we will not receive benefit and instructions in each lifetime. So there is also another instruction that we will get father and mother, but we will not get good instructions every lifetime. So we should take whatever we have. Externally, a devotee's activities and the mischief of a perspicuous devotee may appear the same, but they are different as the sky and earth, as different as milk from limestone mixed with water. So devotee are to be judged not externally but internally, and we should check before doing this. And most of the times when not, we may judge other devotees more advanced than they are not, and sometimes reverses also. And therefore we should be very careful and should think, like if somebody changes from saffron to white, or somebody who was getting sannyas didn't get it because of some reason and now he becomes a grahasa and something, or somebody in the grahasa order may not be able to chant his round, may come to know that he's not able to chant his rounds, or he has fallen from his grahasa ashram or something, then what is our thinking is, we should not think that he's fallen. We should only think that in our eyes we thought that he's advanced devotee, but he's not as advanced as we thought, but at least he's devotee and he's struggling in his life and he's also on his way back to Godhead. That is the only that is meant, and Krishna will take care of his life. And therefore we should not unnecessarily criticize other devotee or make a huge cry or spread these things to others. That is what has happened. And try to see in a devotional perspective as far as we can. Then further, as soon as we learn about the truth, we should become fixed in it. We should not waste even a moment of time we have left in our lives on sense gratification. Rather, we should use all our time to worship Hari. So again, we should be fixed in truth. And next, only those who are constantly engaged in glorifying the topics of Hari are sadhus. So definition of sadhu is not the dress, but one who is constantly glorifying topics of Hari. Only those who are always busy in Supreme Lord's service are sadhus. Only those whose aim is in all their endeavors at pleasing Krishna are sadhus. Only those who have no business other than to serve Krishna are sadhus. So this is the definition of sadhus. Self-explanatory, needs no explanation. If Narayana personally gives himself away, he will still have something left to give. However, the Lord's devotees can give Narayana away completely. So basically, Lord devotees are more powerful than the Lord, because Lord has given this power to the devotees, and therefore devotees can give us Lord very quickly than the Lord himself. Unless and until we accept spiritual master and the manifestation of the Supreme Lord as non-different from him, we will not be able to chant holy names. So we should accept Guru as equal to Supreme Personality of Godhead. And Prabhupada has explained in so many places. The Guru doesn't think like this, but we should think, because the Guru is giving the same message as Supreme Lord, and therefore he is on the same position. And if he gives him this in the respect, then we can gain much devotional service than if we do not. Next, the Supreme Lord does not accept items offered by those who do not chant 100,000 holy names a day. So this is a very powerful instruction, which because Srila Prabhupada has given us concession, we may not take this so seriously, but we should try to increase our rounds as far as our intelligence and our ability goes. The next, all of you should preach the teachings of Srila Rupa and Raghunath with great enthusiasm. Our most desirable goal is to become a particle dust lotus feet of Srila Rupa. So when we preach, we should be very enthusiastic to preach. And this is how we should do our preaching work. So there are so many more instructions to go. We have completed, I think, maybe 30 plus, 35 plus. So we will not be able to do more than this, but last 2 minutes are left, so we'll just take one verse and then put a hallmark on this class, so it again it can be heard tomorrow. So the class doesn't end, it just is a break for some time. Shattaya helaya nama ratani mama jantuva tesham nama sada partha vartate daya mama na nama sadasham jnanam na nama sadasham vratam na nama sadasham dhyanam na nama sadasham phalam na nama sadasthyago na nama sadasha sama na nama sadasham punyam na nama sadashi gati namaiva param mukti namaiva param gati namaiva param shanti namaiva param sthiti namaiva param bhakti namaiva param mati namaiva param priti namaiva param smriti namaiva karanam jantu namaiva prapurevava namaiva paramaradhyam namaiva paramaguru. This is from Adi Puran. Lord Krishna said to Arjuna, O Arjuna, listen attentively. When the living entity chants my name, whether out of devotion or indifference, I never forget this act. It always remains close to my heart. There is no vow like chanting the holy name, no knowledge superior to it, no meditation which comes anywhere near it, and it gives the highest result. No penance is equal to it, and nothing is potent or powerful as the holy name. Chanting is the greatest act of piety and the supreme refuge. Even the words of the Vedas do not possess sufficient power to describe its magnitude. Chanting is the highest path to liberation, peace, and eternal life. It's the pinnacle of devotion, the heart joyous proclivity, an attraction, and the best form of remembrance of the Supreme Lord. The holy name has appeared solely for the benefit of the living entities, and as their Lord and Master, their supreme worshipful object, and their supreme spiritual guide and mentor. So thank you very much. If somebody has any questions, we can take offline, as already we have crossed 9 o'clock. Srimad Bhagavatam ki Srila Prabhupada ki jai.